Good morning, good people. We are talking with the Yali Fellows on the Local Take. We've talked to Shaluba Mawala from South Africa, Cleopatra Makoni from Zimbabwe, and now we are joined by a young man in the program, Adebola Williams from Nigeria. Adebola, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having us this morning. Thank you for having us this morning.
So, Adebola, you work in media.
Yes.
Tell our listeners about your media company, what you all are tasked with doing, and why media is so important.
We're tasked with telling stories. We're tasked with building a generation through the media. I'm sure you know that the media is the future. The media controls everybody today. The media controls perception. The media controls actions. And so for us, we realized 11 years ago when we started our work that we wanted to be the people shaping the agenda. We wanted to be the people driving the conversation. We wanted to be the people pushing people to act. And starting with Nigeria, a country where for a long time you had had young people, you know, being seen as, you know, doing all the negative things you can think about, from internet fraud to wanting to leave the country. You know, so we started our company by trying to change the narrative for young people. You know, as you said earlier about the Tiger Mom, who, you know, highlighted Nigeria as one of the countries where the mothers, the family, you know, works hard to ensure the kids go to school, you know, but people don't know that story. So what we wanted to use the media for was to tell a different story, a positive story, to tell people in Nigeria they didn't know about, to tell the world, the Africa, they didn't know about. And on the journey in doing that, we realized that we could also help brands tell their stories that people did not know about. So our company grew from just a development company to now having to handle, you know, brands like Facebook, like the top banks in the country, the top breweries in the country, where we help them tell their stories, to connect through marketing strategies to PR strategies. You know, but what really excites us as a company is the opportunity to drive the conversation for a generation of young people.
Adebola, there is a saying that I'm familiar with, and it says, if you want to know a culture, know their stories. If you want to change a culture, change their stories. And it sounds like that's what you're...
Absolutely, absolutely. Because if the lion never tells their story, the hunters will always get the glory. And so, you know, for a long time, countries in Africa have been lions. You know, the Western media have come, you know, and... you know, dug into them. And you see on CNN, you know, many times it's one disaster to another, you know. But when something big is happening, you know, you don't find much of that. So it's like just moving from the malaria to Ebola to Somalia to hunger. Now, who's going to tell the story, you know, of Cleopatra Makoni, of Shiluba, of Jean-Pierre, of Rita, you know, and all of those brilliant young people? Now, what we did in Nigeria was to start something called the Future Hours Africa, which is why I'm very excited about the Yali program, because it fits into our vision. What we did 11 years ago was to create this platform where every year we identify strong, positive images of young people who are doing amazing work. Then we use them to be able to inspire other young people so that we can grow a critical mass of young Nigerians and ultimately young Africans who are empowered economically and thereby can make better choices, can follow values of integrity, of hard work, you know, can stand up for themselves, can make demands of government when they have to make demands, once they have economic stability. Now, the moment you're able to build a generation of young people who have that, they are now ultimately able to get into leadership positions in the continent and change the way they want the continent to be viewed. So why the media is important to our work is that we like to say, to build a hut, you talk to someone, you do an awards event. But to build a village, you use the media. So this morning, you're putting us on air and several young Africans are listening to us, doing amazing work in our countries. I've been working since 14. I'm 30 now. I've had 16 years work experience. I've run a business for 11 years. In 11 years, I have dined with presidents. I have engaged with governors, with ministers. The last election in my country, 2014 to 2015, was I ran the election for the current president. I was 29 when I was appointed to do that. And the man had run 3 times and he had failed 12 years trying to be the president. And then suddenly they employed some young people, 2 of them, 29 and 30 years old, and we changed the game. And he wins the election. So you're putting us on air now, and someone can hear us and realize that, wow, I can be 20, I can be 19, I can be 17, and I can make great change in the world. And that is what is important. And so the more we use the Future Awards to identify these young people and push them out there, the more we give permission to other young people to rise. And then we use the media so that we can reach far and beyond, and the stories can go. You know, because the biggest resource, our ambassadorship of a country, the biggest way we can change the story of a country is through the people. When I stand in front of your kids in Horizontal Atlanta and I talk to them about integrity, I talk to them about value, about Africa, when I finished, they were all asking me for my emails. Oh, I want your number. Oh, I want to talk to you. Oh, I'm so empowered. These are 8-year-olds in your school. And one of the teachers was crying as she was listening to me. Now, before we spoke to them, they had all kinds of ideas about animals and about, oh, do you have land? Do you have road? And then by the end of the conversation, they wanted to just be in a room with me. Now, that says something to them. The next time they see someone from any country in Africa, they will think differently. Next time they hear about someone from Nigeria, from Ghana, from Togo, they will see greatness.
And one of the things that I think Cleopatra mentioned, and Shaluba as well, is that this is one occasion that brings all of these young minds from the continent together, because Africa is a huge continent, and you might have never met a Cleopatra Makoni or a Shaluba Mwale. What does this being accepted into this program mean to you, and what do you hope to get out of it?
I think for me, the biggest thing is the people. I'm a strong believer in people. I'm a strong believer in the power of numbers. You know, I'm a strong believer in the critical mass of people, because you see, the only thing that has ever changed the world is a group of committed people. They might be 20, they might be 50. And so the more opportunities you can have to put together in a room, the powerhouses, like this from around the continent, the more we can come together and brainstorm and synergize and change the story for our countries and for our continent. So the first thing for me about YALI is the access to people. You know, I've met amazing people on the program. I've met most interesting people on the program. And it expands my network. Now I have 24 friends in 18 countries that I have access to any day, any time. You know, and so that access changes the world. And I believe in the power of networking. You know, so the biggest thing for me about YALI, beyond the classroom, you know, because even when you go to Harvard, when you go to Yale, when you go to Wharton, you know, beyond what they teach you in the classroom, it's really the people. They are the gatekeepers. Human beings are gatekeepers. You know, so I have 18 to 24 gates now open for me, you know, and they're smart, they're brilliant, and we can come up with ideas and disrupt, you know, the continent. And the biggest thing at the end of the day is that we need to change the leadership of Africa. And the way to do that is for us to come together in our numbers and one after the other, ensure strengthening each other, that in each country we have the kind of leadership that reflects us. Because for a long time, the leadership of the African continent suppresses young people. And the only way we can break that is in numbers. You know, so YALI is an amazing platform. You know, and I'm sure President Barack Obama might not say this, you know, but I'm sure he has that plan. He broke all boundaries. He broke all stereotypes to be president. You know, and the same thing he wants to ignite, you know, in us, in our countries, because young people like us have to aspire for office. We know where the shoe pinches. And so we have to go in and fix it. And we are innovators. Cleo created something out of nothing. That is the best person you need in a leadership position.
Just a little bit about YALI. There are 50,000 applications every year, and only 1,000 leaders are chosen to be a part of it.
I mean, I think usually it's 500. And then this year, being President Obama's final year, you know, he expanded to 1,000.
So it is amazing just that for you all to come out of that 1,000 to be a part of this program is an amazing chance, an amazing luck. So as that continues to break down those boundaries and barriers, not just between Africans on the continent, but Africans throughout the diaspora.
Absolutely.
Where do you see the opportunities going?
So, I mean, again, as I said to you earlier, it is that permission to rise. It is the fact that the more this type of platforms continue and the more the media talks about them, the more people are able to realize that they can be what they want to be, the more the young man in downtown, you know, the one in Somalia, all of them can connect to the stories of these amazing young people. And I'm not going to leave here without talking about Alton Sterling and Philando Castile. You know, those are people that children need to hear these stories, that children need to realize that, you know, this might be going on, but they can do better. They can be better, you know. And then connections like this also help put such stories in perspective. I was with the mayor yesterday night, and I told him, I do not feel safe. And I'm saying it again on radio. I've come from Nigeria. I'm a black man. I get in the car. I'm getting on the road. If I'm stopped by a cop, the first thing I think about is fear. I'm scared. I never used to be scared to come to America. I'm living in several parts of America. I've never, ever used to be scared to come here. I'm here now. My friend is here having a baby. My brothers are living somewhere. People are living here in all parts of America who are my family members. The same with every other fellows. And we do not feel safe. And so it is important that stories like this are told for two reasons. One, to say to the kids and the families going through this, that listen, you can do better. You can be better. People like yourselves, you know, who live in a quote-unquote place where they assume things are not okay, are rising out and being successful. So you first want to be successful, you know, because if you had a white-collar job, you might not be in that situation. I'm not blaming you for where you are, but I'm saying that you must work hard to get out of the system. And when you get out of the system, you must look back and take others out of the system. You know, so let this also be a clarion call, you know, for people like that to say, you know what, let's get out of the system. That's on one hand. And on the other hand is the fact that people like us become voices. I'm going to do a post on my Instagram page later today. I have 70,000 followers, you know, from across Africa, mostly Nigeria. You know, I'm going to do a post. As I do a post, more people will do a post. Imagine if I did a post, 24 of us did a post, you know. So the more you're able to bring people of shared values, the more we can spotlight issues affecting the black nation and ensure that indeed, you know, justice is served.
And you're saying the black nation in the diaspora of the black blacks all
around
across the
world.
World
in the seven, I mean, in all the continents, even in Mars, you know, in Pluto, Jupiter, wherever they are, we share the same skin color. And I'd like to say to young people that you must realize that there is greatness in this color. A big part of the reason why you have young people not doing well is that for a long time we've been sold that greatness is a certain color. For a long time. And so the reason why platforms like Yali, The Future Hours Africa, African Leaders Network, and several other platforms are important is that people must realize that there is greatness in the black color. It's not about, when you say black, you think dark, you know, behind, you know. No! We need to change that narrative. And we can only change it with evidence. And the evidence are people like Shiluba, Cleopatra, Jean-Pierre, you know, Rita, and several others. Like
and Arebola.
Well, thank you.
I want to thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
For
you're the host with the most.
Well, I want to thank you guys. This is our third year having the Yali Fellows, but it's because I think this is a wonderful program. Technology is finally allowing members of the African diaspora to talk without a filter. I can talk to you on Instagram. I can talk to you on Twitter. I don't have to go through the diplomats or the president or the elite, so to speak. We can talk to each other one-on-one. And I love that Yali brings you all here. It allows us to interact with people who are doing just positive, professional, and wonderful leadership things, people who are rising above those stereotypes that this color cannot be great, as you mentioned, and brings us together, allows us to celebrate our own greatness, our own academic, entrepreneurial, financial, and economic achievements. And as you said, celebrate each other. So thank you for all of the Yali Fellows, and thank you for the Clark Atlanta University School of Business, who brings this program together every year.
Thank you for having us. Thank you so much.